我们要继续读一点约翰福音。
This morning we will continue on to study the book of John.
约翰福音第五章，好像我们应该已经讲完了。
It seems that we should already finish the chapter 5.
但是上个礼拜我们贪得太多，一下没有嚼烂。
But last week we seemed to have a big chunk and we couldn't quite digest it.
所以上个礼拜有一位姊妹打电话给我，问起一节约翰福音第五章一节圣经。
So last week there's one sister called me and asked me a question about one of the verses here.
所以这里正好给我一个机会的重新再讲我上个礼拜没有讲清楚的一些真理。
And it gave me a chance that I can give a little bit more detail on what I missed last week.
是哪一节圣经呢？
Now which verse was that?
就是第五章二十九节。
It's verse 29 of chapter 5.
他说行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
It's 29 and shall come forth those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life, those who committed the evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment.
首先这些圣经给我们了解了一件事情。
First of all, this gives us one understanding.
就是人无论善恶都要复活。
That means whether you are a good or evil person, you will all be resurrected.
28节告诉我们说，你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音。
Because in verse 28 it did say, Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs shall hear his voice.
不仅听见，还要出来。
And shall come forth.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是一件相当麻烦的事情了。
So this is a very, very complicated situation.
哪一个人不将来有一天要进到坟墓里呢？
Now, who is not going to go into the tomb, into the graves?
那进入坟墓并不是我们人生的结束。
But that is not the end of our life.
所以难怪许多人不管信主不信主，都要为自己买一口最好的棺木。
So no matter whether you're a believer or not, we always want to get the best coffin.
但是这里的问题说，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
But it did say that with those who did good will be resurrected.To receive life, and those who have evildoers will be resurrected and to be judged.
换句话说，这里的真理就告诉我们，复活以后有两个明显不同的结局。
So there's very true, a clear, destination for those who are resurrected.
我们暂时先把我们所了解救恩的思想放在一边。
So first of all, let's just put aside the basic concept of salvation.
我们传统的道德观念会同意说，这样的做法神是公义的。
From our traditionally moral standard, we will acknowledge that this is fair in God's kind of doing.
因为人无论善恶，他所做的事情必须要向神负责。
Because whether it's good or evil someone did, it eventually has to be accounted for.
而且我们所做的事情若是善的若是恶的，他所当中得到的奖赏跟报应一定不同。
And we do recognize that we should have different there should be differently treated for those who do evil and good.
所以一方面来讲，我们都是把这件事情圣经拿出来，所有人应当都能接受。
So if we justisolate out this scripture, I believe everybody will accept that.
不管他的宗教背景是什么。
It does not matter what kind of a religious background this person has.
不管他的文化背景是什么。
It does not matter whether the cultural background that.
不管他教育的差异是什么。
Or no matter how educated this person is.
这是一件事情我们良心里面认为是正当的。
Because this is something that we can pass in all our consciences.
那么问题来了，为什么这位姊妹打电话问我要问这节圣经呢？
But then there's a question. Now why does this sister have to call me and ask me about this?
因为她认为说，在她我们所教授的这个救恩的教导里面和救恩的真理有点不大相同。
Because he said that somehow this has contradicted with all our teachings about salvation.
因为救恩告诉我们说，人不能行善。
Because salvation told us that there's no good coming out of us.
那么若是不能行善，除非我们接受耶稣基督的救恩，
so that unless we receive the salvation from the Lord,
人就不能免去审判，
then you cannot be rid of this judgment.
那么是不是我们接受了耶稣基督救恩之后，每一个人的行为都是善的呢？
So does that mean that after we receive the salvation, then everybody will be doing only the good deeds?
那为什么圣经里还要求我们有善行呢？
Then why the Bible still required of us?That we should do good.
而且若是大家弟兄，我们的记性好的话，约翰福音三章也有类似的话。
And if you remember it, in the John, third John also says something like this.
因为他说光来到世界上面只是耶稣基督人因为自己的行为是恶的就不爱光倒爱黑暗
It says that the light come upon this earth then those people because they're evil they don't like this light
他不肯来救光因为怕他的行为受责备
They don't want to come to this light because their deeds are evil
但是行真理的必定要来救光好显明他所行的是靠神而行
But those who do according to the, to his, to the truth will love to come upon this light so that this light will shine upon them and to reveal that they are good
所以这里讲到行为问题是一个值得商榷的问题
So here we're talking about people's deeds, people's behavior which is a contradiction, is a very controversial issue here And according to our Christian conscience, we have to make this very clear.
如果一个人是有思想、有头脑的，他也必要问基督徒行为的重量的比重有多少。
And anybody if he have a clear head, as a Christian, you will always question you know, whether somebody's deed how much does it weigh of a Christian deed.
所以我们今天早晨要看一看。圣经里面关于审判的思想。
So this morning we like to study the Bible on this topic on judgment.
所以首先我要说，这个审判的题目不是一个人人喜欢的题目。
Now first of,
一提到审判，我们都有一种战惊恐惧的感觉。
First of all, this area is a very sensitive one, because nobody likes that.
但是圣经里面对于审判的事情看得非常的重要。
But in the Bible, it carries a great weight in the matter of judgment.
所以也许我们大家一同战惊恐惧的来研究这个题目。
Maybe we should just tremble and in fear to study this word.
你知道保罗传福音的时候常常提到审判的事情。
You see, when Paul preached the gospel, he mentioned judgment very often.
彼得传福音的时候也常常提到审判的事情。
And when Peter preached the gospel, he also mentioned judgment very, very often.
不仅公开的场合他们讲，私下也讲。
Not only in public, in private, just the same.
你说我怎么知道？
Now you say, how do I know it?
因为使徒行传二十四章里面告诉我。
Because in book of Acts 24,
当保罗被下在监里的时候，
when Paul was put to prison,
他对于菲斯都常常有机会见面接触。
And he has a lot of chance to face
Festus. 因为菲斯都想要从保罗身上得到一点贿赂。
Because he somehow wanted to get some bribery out of Paul.
所以他就常常借机会把保罗提出来讲话。
So very often he would just get Paul out of the prison and talk with him.
他们明明知道保罗这个人对于世人是无害的。
And they already know that Paul really won't do any harm to other people.
他所以关在监里面是因为犹太人嫉妒他，并且犹太人不希望传他所他们不希望他传这个跟犹太教相反的宗教。
They're fully aware the only reason that Paul was put in prison is because of jealousy and of the dislike of the Jews.
如果保罗花一点钱送他菲斯多一点钱，他就可以出来了。
And if Paul should just do a little bit of bribery and he could be free.
但是保罗不这样做。
But Paul did not do that.
相反的保罗接着他讲什么话呢？
But on the contrary, what did Paul say?
我们来看一看。
Let's turn to our Bible to the book chapter 24.
对不起，应该是腓利斯哈，我讲错了。腓利斯。
Okay. Act 24.
使徒行传二十四章。
Acts 24.
使徒行传二十四章二十五节说，保罗就讲论公义、节制和将来的审判。腓利斯甚解恐惧。
And as he was discussing righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix became frightened.
你这里看见很有趣一件事情哈。
And here is something very interesting.
腓利斯应当坐在堂上审问犯人。
You see, Felix is supposed to be the one that's sitting there and judge the prisoners.
但是这个被审判的囚徒到这个审判官的面前跟他讲审判的事情。
But now that this prisoner come upon this judge and talk about judgment.
菲斯都听了以后大觉恐惧。
And Felix was so frightened.
菲利斯大觉恐惧。
And Felix was so frightened, become frightened.
为什么？
Why?
因为人可以站在审判者的地位。
Because a human can stand in the position of a judge.
但是有一天他要站在神的面前接受审判。
But one day he will stand before God and be judged.
那一天我去上 traffic school.
One day I went to this traffic school.
那一天那个教课的人告诉我们。
The teacher told us.
他说有一天他也给抓到传票。
He said one day he was also get arrested.
他就在法官的面前抗辩。
And so he tried to defend himself before the judge.
等到后来法官发现他是这个 traffic school 的教师的时候
and then the judge find out that he himself, this person, is a traffic school teacher.
你知道很多时候我们如果认罪的话可以去 上这个驾驶学校就不用留下记录对不对
You see, we all know once we plead guilty and then we go to traffic school, then there shall be no record
但是这次法官没有允许他上驾驶学校。
But this time, the judge did not permit him to go to traffic school.
所以弟兄们，不管你是什么人，将来有一天在神的面前要接受审判。
So no matter, doesn't matter who you are, somehow one day you will be judged before the Lord.
所以审判的观念是人人都有的。
So this concept of judgment that's we all have it.
最早人就有关于审判的观念。
So from the very, very beginning, we have this concept.
我们看圣经一直追到最早的时候。
Now, if we trace the Bible to the very, very beginning,
亚伯拉罕就曾经说过一句话。
And Abraham did say this.
他说审判全地的主岂不当施行公义吗
He said that the Lord who judged the whole earth will execute righteousness.
创世纪十八章二十五节的话。
It's in Genesis 18:25.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们就先知道，因为有神，所以必须有审判。
So we all know because there's God, there's judgment.
而且这位神是完全公义的。
And we know this God is all righteous.
他的审判也是公义。
And his judgment is righteousness.
神审判世人是应当的。
And it goes without saying that God will judge.
若神不审判，神就不公义。
If God does not judge, then God is not a righteous God.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是今天我们在救恩中间需要明白的。
So today we really have to understand, even when we are in salvation.
假如我们没有看见审判是必须的。
If we did not say that judgment is necessary.
从我们的立场讲是不能逃避的。
And from our standpoint that we cannot really escape it.
我们就不会那样感激耶稣基督。曾经为我们死在十字架上面。
If we don't think so, then we will not have so much gratitude for this salvation that Jesus did for us.
也不会从神的观点看见他所付出代价是何等的大。
And at the same time, we cannot really understand how great a price that he paid for us.
假如我们今天对自己的罪没有什么感觉
If we have no feeling about our own sins
假如我们对自己的生命的不完全没有什么感觉
If we have no feeling about the incompleteness of our own lives
假如我们对自己和人际的关系没有什么懊悔
If we have no regrets about the relationship that we messed up among other people
假如我们对以往所经历的事情没有什么懊悔
Now if we have no regret about what we did
那我们对救恩就不这样的接受
then we cannot really say that we fully receive the salvation
也不会完全的看重
and then we will not really look upon it as something very very precious
但是因为我们每个人都知道我们自己的光景
but we all know how we were
自己的过去
and we our past
我们对于将来也没有把握能够完全得胜
and we have no assurance that we will be victorious in the future
所以我们只有谦谦卑卑地承认说若不是耶稣基督为我们死在十字架
So we just have to be humbly come before the Lord and say that if it's not for the salvation that our Lord gave us
若这样我们就承认耶稣基督为我们成就救恩是何等大的救恩
Then we cannot overcome anything and this salvation is so wonderful to us
所以弟兄姊妹们一个人对于审判的认识决定他爱神是真的假的
So it really depends on whether you how much you love the Lord really somehow depends on how real you understand you believe in judgment
神的光照在我们里面我们才能明白
我们是何等的黑暗。
Only when the light from the Lord shine in our dark in the dark inside, then we understand how in what kind of shape we are in.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这就是救恩基本的问题。
Now that is a very basic salvation.
神是审判的神。
Now God is a God who judges.
神是公义的神。
And he's the one that is all righteous.
我们凡来到他的面前的人，只有求神借着他的儿子耶稣基督的血洗净我们的罪。
All who come before the Lord, we can only be humbled down and ask for forgiveness.
不然我们没有办法逃脱神的审判。
Otherwise, we cannot escape the judgment.
但约翰福音这里讲了一句非常特别的话。
But then in the book of John, it says something very strange.
我们看见二十二节怎么说的。
In verse 22 in John 5, it says,
他说父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子，叫人都尊敬子，如同尊敬父一样。不尊敬子的，就是不尊敬差子来的父。
Verse 22 and 23, for not even the Father judges anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, in order that all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him.
这里说审判的事全交于子。
It says the Father gave all the judgment unto Son.
什么时候神把审判的权柄都交给儿子的呢？
Now, when did he do that?
使徒行传十七章里面告诉我们。
And in the book of Acts 17, it told us.
当耶稣基督从死里复活之后。
It's after the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
神就设立耶稣做审判全地的标准。
And then God set up Jesus as the one who judges all.
使徒行传十七章怎么说的？我们看一看。
Now let's turn to the book 17, Acts 17.
三十一节。
Acts 17:31.
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man who has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead.
耶稣基督从死里复活了。
You see, Jesus Christ raised up from the dead.
常常我们讲到耶稣基督为我们死的时候，
A lot of times when we talk about Jesus who died for us,
我们接着就说耶稣复活了。
And then right away in the same breath we say, then he resurrected.
所以我们不晓得，常常我们忘记十字架、耶稣基督的受死和复活是两件事情。
And a lot of times we don't really understand the dying on the cross and the resurrection. They are actually two independent incidences.
十字架，耶稣基督受死是为我们的过犯。
He died is for our sin.
但是复活以后
，But after resurrection，
除了叫我们称义之外
，Not only he will make us righteous, into make us into righteousness.
更有一件事情。
And this is one more thing.
他得到了一个审判者的地位。
He received this position to be the judge.
当耶稣基督还在死亡中间的时候，他不能做审判的主。
And when he is dead, buried in the grave, he cannot be the one, the Lord who judges.
但是当他从死里复活以后，
But after he resurrected from the dead,
神把天上地下所有的权柄都给了他。
And all power was given unto him.
这个权柄也包括审判的权柄。
And that power includes the power of judgment.
所以这里面我们的了解必须是双重的。
So here we should have a dual understanding.
神站在创造者的地位，他有审判的权利。
Now God as a creator, he can judge.
但是耶稣基督站在救赎者的地位，更加得了一个审判的权柄。
And Jesus Christ, as in the position of a savior, even more so, he judges.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们从前不认识耶稣基督救恩的时候，
Before we really understand the salvation of our Lord Jesus,
我们是靠着行为和不合乎律法的标准来接受神的审判。
We were judged by whether we really follow the law or not.
我们有没有能力来达到这个标准，神也不管，我们也没办法回答。
Whether we really have this power to accomplish this, God does not care, and we really don't have the assurance.
弟兄姊妹们，但是耶稣基督从死里复活以后，
But after Jesus is resurrected from the dead,
他把这个复活的生命放在每一个信他的人里面。
And then he gave this resurrection life into each one of our believers.
弟兄姊妹们，将来我们受审判，不再因着我们，不仅仅是因着我们的行为。
So later on, brothers and sisters, when we were judged, it's not just because of our deeds.
更是根据我们对待耶稣的态度是如何。
And even more that we will be judged upon how we treated our Lord.
将来我们受审判，耶稣的第一个问题不是问我们的行为怎么样。
And when later on, when we stand before the Lord and be judged, the first question He's going to ask is not whether we did good deed or not.
而是我们对于耶稣基督接受了没有。
It's whether we received the Lord or not.
若是我们接受耶稣基督做救主。
Now if we received Jesus as our Lord,
那一个结果是什么？
Now what is the outcome?
约翰福音告诉我们说，就不再被定罪。
And in John it says that we shall no longer be judged.
保罗也告诉我们说，在一切不得称义的事情上面。
And Paul also tells us in all those unrighteousness,
若是信靠这个人,
if you believe in this person, you will be made righteousness.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是审判一个转移。
Now this is a shift of this judgment.
你知道, 找到了问题的根源。
Now we come into the root of the question.
我不晓得这里的人, 我们对律法律懂得多少。
I don't know how many of you really understand law.
当一个人被控告的时候
When somebody gets accused
一定控告的律师要提出他犯了什么条文什么条文
And the accuser will be saying that this person's been charged with this and this and that account
但是法官看见这些条文的时候
But when the judge look upon this
他看见中间有主从的关系
And he will see the which one is the principal and which one is the secondary
他有时候可以把一些附带的那些触犯的情形都把它放弃
And sometimes the judge can put some of the account aside.
把一个最重要的条文放在中间来审判。
But rather to just judging the primary, the most important one.
弟兄姊妹们，因为很多时候那些小小的罪加在一起，还不如那个罪的根源的问题大。
Because all those little small sins would add together cannot really compare with that the very root, the very center of the problem.
假如一个人他开车是故意去谋杀一个人。
Now if somebody driving a car and was purposely trying to murder someone.
他就是开车开在路的左边，也不算什么罪。
Even he was driving on the wrong side of the road, they will not pursue that part.
法官绝对不会说你是不是开车开在左边。
The judge is not going to pay attention to that kind of a minor.
而是看你的动机是不是想谋害一个人。
But rather, the emphasis will be on the murder.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们在神的面前审判的时候，接受审判的时候
，So when we stand before the judging,
我们有许许多多触犯的地方。
We have all kinds of sins laid out.
所以主神问我们的问题，到底我们对耶稣基督态度是如何
？And the most important question God's going to ask us is how do we treat our Lord Jesus?
因为如果我们接受耶稣基督做我们的救主
，Now if we did receive Jesus as our Savior.
耶稣说：“我认识你，我已经赦免了你。”
And Jesus said, "I know you, and I have already forgiven you."
父神就再没有任何的控告能够指责我们。
And then the Father will have no other accusation that can put on our head.
但是如果我们没有接受耶稣基督
，But if we did not receive Jesus,
拒绝了他的救恩
，If we already rejected him,
那意思就是说，我要凭着我自己的努力来面对神的审判。
Then that means.The rest of the sins, I will be responsible and I will face judgment.
所以主耶稣说，这个审判的事情已经交给了他。
And so that Jesus said that this judgment is already given to him.
他要在我们的判决书上面说，因为这个人不肯接受，也没有接受我所给他预备的救恩。
In our final judgment, it will say that this person did not receive my salvation.
所以他要为自己的罪负责
So that he shall be responsible for his own sins
而他所有一切的罪行早就在经卷上面早就在记录上面清清楚楚
And all the sins have been already recorded and was very very clear
所以弟兄姊妹们你看见这里 有审判的标准不一样
So you see there's a different standard here in judgment
从赦免的标准来说
From the viewpoint of forgiveness
耶稣基督的救恩是每一个人都能达到的标准。
And to obtain this salvation is something that everybody will be able to do.
而我们只要一相信他
Because once we believe
满足了这个标准
We already fulfill that condition
所以这个审判的标准是最最容易得着的
So that standard seems to be the easiest to obtain
因为我们已经讲过不晓得多少次信息讲到耶稣基督的公义当他为我们赦免为我们赦罪为我们死在十字架上面的时候都要加给一切相信的人身上
Because we all are very clear that when Jesus died on the cross all our sins and iniquities will be forgiven will be wiped out
但是另外一方面
But on the other hand
没有接受耶稣基督救恩
If we did not receive Jesus
我们所要接受审判的标准是什么呢
Now the standard that we will be judged upon what is that
那就是耶稣基督本人的公义
And the standard there will be the righteousness of Jesus Because in the book of Romans, one day when we're being judged, those who are under the law will be judged by the law.
那就是说，所有的犹太人，他们听见神的律法，接受神的律法，他们要按照律法做审判。
That means all the Jews, since they received the law, they shall be judged according to that law.
但是罗马书第二章又告诉我们说，凡是不在律法以下的人，要按照他的良心受审判。
And then also the Romans chapter 2 tells us that if those are not under the law, will be judged by their conscience.
弟兄姊妹们，良心的标准高呢，还是律法的标准高呢
？Now which standard is higher, whether it's the law or conscience?
其实良心的标准比律法标准还要高一点。
And actually, conscience, the standard of conscience actually is higher than the law.
若是没有这句话，我们会觉得说，哎呀，犹太人真可怜，神把律法给他们，硬是他们要守律法，好可怜哦。
Because if without this statement, then we say, oh, all Jews that they're miserable because they did receive this law from the Lord, and they will perish.According to that standard.
那我们没有律法，不是很好吗？逍遥自在。
And we don't have that kind of law, and we're free.
但是神说要按照你的良心受审判。
But the Lord said that you shall be judged according to your conscience.
好些的人在法官面前可以放弃他良心的感觉，跟他辩论律法。
Anyone could just say things totally contrary to his conscience and try to get away from the judgment. So a lot of times we really don't see true righteous justification in a court.
假如你有一个好的律师，你就不一定要按照公义。
And if you have, as long as you have a good lawyer, there's no justice required.
只要钞票就行了。
As long as you have a good money to pay.
但弟兄这边良心的标准比律法已经高了。
But the standard of conscience is much, much higher than that.
罗马书还不停在这里。
And then it didn't just stop here in the book of Romans.
他告诉我们说，有一天我们要按照基督耶稣的标准受审判。
Because one day the standard will be different. It will be Jesus Christ.
这个标准是没有一个人当得起的。
And that standard nobody can attain.
耶稣基督的公义，若是我们要靠自己来得的话，没有一个人能够满足。
Because the righteousness of Jesus Christ is nobody can really get that.
弟兄姊妹，不晓得明不明白我这里所强调的点。
Now, do you understand?
若是我们相信的话，我们是一个最最容易的入口来接受耶稣基督的救恩。
Because if we should believe in the Lord, we have received the best
preparation
to be judged.
意思就是说，耶稣基督的公义要遮盖我们。
Because His righteousness will cover us.
但是若是我们不愿意接受，我们要凭自己的努力。
But if we don't want to receive that, then we're depending on our own strength.
我就不知道哪一个人可以做得到。
And I don't know who will be able to really do it.
这件事情在我的脑子里很困难，怎么样讲得清楚
？It's very very hard for me to explain fully this.
所以有一天我想到一个比喻。
So one day I thought of this example.
也许最近一百年才有这事情，以前的人不知道怎么讲这件事情。
Maybe this is a very contemporary.
好比电梯。
It's just like the escalator.
好比升降机。
Oh, the elevator, not escalator.
升降机的门在第一楼就打开了。
The door was open at the very, very ground floor.
如果你现在就进入。
If you get in at that level.
这个升降机能够把你升到最高一层去。
This elevator can take you to the top floor.
可以升到帝国大厦第四十四层。
And even to the 44th floor of the Empire State Building.
你知道我父亲第一次到美国来说，录了一张唱片寄给我们。
And my father, after my father's first visit to the United States, he sent us a record.
那时候大概在无线电城，可以你自己去录了音，变成唱片送给你的家人。
And I think at that time in Radio City, New York, that you can you can cut a record yourself and then send it to your family.
没想到那个唱片来的时候有点毛病。
And but then that record has some problem.
所以在那个唱片里面讲到说，拉拉迪斯，拉拉迪斯，拉拉迪斯，上海话意思，我在第四十四层，但是因为断掉，所以这边在第四一直重复。
It seems to just keep on repeating that I'm on the 44th, I'm on the 44th, I'm on the 44th.
所以我们小时候就在拉拉迪斯，拉拉迪斯。
So when we were little, we have very very deep impression on that.
但弟兄。
弟兄姊妹们，神的恩典不是只停留在第四层楼。
But God's salvation does not just stop on the 44th floor.
他要把我们从第一层最低的层面一直带到最高的地方。
He will bring us from the very ground floor up to the very top.
有些人已经努力从第一层爬到第二层。
Some people already climb.
Yeah.
Somebody already climbed from the first floor to the second floor.
他认为我们自己的行为比别人高明一点。
He said, "Well, wonderful that now I can do this."
但弟兄姊妹们，还有这么多层，你爬不上去。
But then there's all these stairs ahead of you.
而且你爬上去必然气喘吁吁。
And then you'll be so tired getting up there.
有些人不止爬了一层，爬到第二层了。
And some people climb on the second floor.
第三层了。
Third floor.
他说我的教育，我的学问，使我做一个更有道德的人。
He said now because of my education, and I become a better person.
但是我相信每个人照着第四的努力，那照着所有努力，不过能够到第四层，拉拉第四，拉拉第四，拉拉第四。
But through our own strife, I think the most we can attain is probably just on the fourth floor.
你就在那里一直在绕圈子，一直在绕圈子，永远不能超过第四层。
And then it's just like a broken record that you're always there. I'm on the fourth. I'm on the fourth. I'm on the fourth.
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样
？Now isn't it like that?
你无论在什么地方，你都能够重新进入电梯，就是接受耶稣基督救恩，
but,
使你能够逃脱审判。
But at any level, you'll be able to enter into that elevator and just go right up.
神把你的生命地位提升到在天上的地位。
Because God can lift up your life up to the heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是神所以要审判我们的根据。
Now that is the standard that God will judge us.
当然，神知道我们每个人隐秘的事情。
Of course, God fully understand all the things that's hidden.
罗马书第二章里面就说，将来在审判的时候，要照着保罗说，就是在将来神审判人隐秘事的时候，照着我的福音所讲的。
Because in the book, in the second chapter of the Roman, it says very clear at that time that the people we will be judged in according to all the hidden things inside.
弟兄姊妹们，我们隐秘的事有多少
？Now, how many things that inside of us are secret?
若是我们要去对付，一个都对付不了。
If we really want to deal with them one at a time, we couldn't do it.
我们一个我们穷一生的年日，把我们从前犯罪的日子都数回来，重新做一遍，也都来不及。
Now, if we really want to deal with them one at a time throughout all our lives, we cannot finish.
但弟兄姊妹们，神的恩典，
but God's grace,
借着信耶稣基督的缘故，
through faith,
可以得到完全的赦免。
We shall be forgiven totally.
我再说，将来审判的时候，虽然有许多的罪需要被审判。
Of course, in the judgment day, all the sins will be judged.
但是对于信主的人来讲，一个事情就可以叫我们完全免去审判。
But for those who believe in the Lord, just because of this one account, we will be free from judgment.
就是关于耶稣基督，我们认不认识他。
It's about Jesus Christ, whether we know him or not.
那么我们再回来说当初的问题，主耶稣为什么再说行善的复活得生？作恶的复活定罪呢？
So let's come back to the very original question. How come Jesus would say that those who have a good deed were resurrected to life, and those who have evil deed were resurrected to condemnation?
当然，这里有两种可能的解释。
Of course, there are two possible explanation.
一个是主把这个标准放在这里，叫我们知道没有一个人能够靠着行善得的奖赏。
Of course, God just put this absolute standard before us.
行善的复活得生，也许这是一个永远没有人去支取的奖品。
Those who are resurrected unto life because of their good deed, maybe it's a price that would never be claimed by anyone.
你知道你去买汽水的时候的汽水广告上都说 我们送30部汽车啊，你们快来买汽水啊！
We see all those ads that they have all kinds of prizes to be claimed.
但是我买汽水从来没中过奖，中过。
But when I buy those pops, I could never claim anything.
你仔细读读，哦，要4500万人中间有一个。
Because you see, the odds were so great because it was only one upon a million. So if I get 10 bottles of pops, then I have 10 times chances to get that price. And all those who fill themselves with the pops, they can't claim any price. And a lot of those prices are unclaimed.
当然我相信
And I believe those prizes will eventually be claimed by someone.
但是我们行为所要达到的标准, 可能永远不能领取永生。
But that standard that the Lord set up there, that I don't think anybody will be able to claim that.
这是一种讲法。
That is one way of explaining this verse.
另外一种讲法, 这句话怎么解释呢?
Another way of explaining is,
当我们明白神的救恩之后,
when we understand His salvation,
我们就发现神, 耶稣基督的生命在我们里面,
then we find out that this life is in us.
而我们的行为, 借着耶稣基督生命在我们里面, 能够活得出来, 像耶稣。
It seems that because of this life in us, we will be able to live out a life that is like Jesus.
这样的解释是我比较愿意接受的。
Now that is an explanation that I like to take.
因为我认为我们救恩的结果叫我们热心行善。
Because I do believe, because of salvation, the salvation we accepted, that will make us do well.
因为当我们接受耶稣基督救恩之后，我们就能够分辨是非，而且我们愿意做一个诚实无过的人。我们愿意靠耶稣基督的宝血，常好叫我们常常有新起头侍奉他的机会。
Because of this salvation that we will be empowered, we can always have a new beginning, that we will do good deeds to serve Him.
不错，有些基督徒信主以后还是挣扎。
Yes, indeed, some Christians, after they receive the Lord, they're still struggling.
但是很多人就找到了一条蒙福的道路。But
somehow, some will find this way of being blessed.
那是什么呢?
Now, what is that way?
那就是凡事遵行他的旨意。
That is to follow His will in everything.
若是我们要像耶稣,
if we want to be like Jesus,
我们需要从基本上向起。
Now, we have to like Him from the very, very basic point.
这就说到一个关系。
That is a relationship.
It's
talking about the relationship between Jesus and His Father. Now, what kind of a relationship is that? Now, that is the beginning point of our relationship.
耶稣和父神的关系是什么呢?
Now, the relationship between Jesus and His Father,
凡事要遵行他的旨意,
is that He would do all things according to His Father's will.
我们在第四章里面看见说，耶稣说：“我凭着自己不做什么，父，我听见父所说的，我才说；看见父所做的，才做。”
He said, "I would not do anything by my own initiation, but rather do only those that the Father is doing."
第五章啊,
that's in the same chapter.
这就是我们今天走路的起点。Now
that is our beginning point.
所以若是我们遵行耶稣在我们里面所给我们的引领和感动。
So if we should follow the leading and the moving of Jesus,
这些行为,这些善行都在永生里面。
And all those good deeds are all in the eternity.
弟兄姊妹们,这是我认为圣经上正确的解释。
And I believe this is the correct explanation here.
所以弟兄姊妹们,不是说我们将来有一天 信主有一天也不知道我们今天将来结局如何，若是我们好的行为多一点，将来复活的时候得到生命。
So it is not like that. Even after we receive the salvation, we're still not quite too sure what's going to be the outcome. We will still be judged whether we do good or evil.
而是这里告诉我们一个最简单的原则。
But it tells us a most simple, straightforward principle.
这里说行善的复活得生，英文是怎样讲的呢？
But he says in verse 29, that those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life.
他说，所以 unto the resurrection, 向着复活的时候，他就在行为里面一切的生命 一切好的好的行为在生在生命里面。
Because all those good deeds will be in life, will be in the resurrect in the resurrected life.
神对于那些接受他救恩的人
，those who receive his salvation，
希望我们经历他的生命，好为他做见证。
That the purpose is so that we will experience his life and then be witness for him.
好多人能够见证做见证说，当他信主以后，生命有大的改变。
A lot of people give witnesses that after receive the Lord, their life have a great change.
秘诀是什么
？Now what is that? What is their secret?
秘诀不是靠自己的努力。
The secret is not that they don't no longer have to depend on their own strength.
因为我们永远不能够靠我们的行为来换取。
Because we will never be able to please God because of our own strife.
但是当我们建立和主的关系
But once we get into this relationship,
能够听见他的声音
and we can hear his voice,
像他听见父的声音
just the same as he can hear his father,
能够遵行他的旨意 像他遵行父的旨意
and we can do his will just like he's doing his father's will,
能够做他所做的事像他所看见父所做的事
and to do his good deed, just as he's doing the very work the father's doing,
这些事情是将来我们在复活的时候可以支取的。
And all those things we will claim when we were resurrected.
所以弟兄姊妹们，新山的复活得胜是不是合乎公义
？So is it righteous that those who did good will be resurrected into life？
作恶的复活定罪是不是合乎公义
？Now is it really also right justified that？Those who do an evil deed to a restoration of judgment.
我相信两件都是公义的。
And I believe both are right.
怎么样可以得到行善复活得胜这个奖赏
？Now how can we receive that kind of award?
我们明白我们自己不能。
It's because we understand that we can't.
所以我们需要进入和主的交通。
So we have to enter into this fellowship with the Lord.
做他所做的事。
And then we do His work.
遵行他的旨意
and to obey his will
听见他的声音
and to hear his voice
怎么样能够建立对关系
now how can we start this kind of relationship
必须接受耶稣基督生命在我们里面
first we have to receive his life in us
主已经把救恩为我们成全
God already accomplished the salvation
将来这也是审判的标准
and that will become a standard of judgment
所以这里有相当复杂的几个连环
so it's a very complicated few chains of reasoning.
不接受你，不接受耶稣基督，结局是如何？你知道。
If you don't receive the Lord, you know the end.
若是你接受了他的救恩
，But once you receive his salvation,
你进入这个属灵生命的交通。
You enter into the fellowship.
你能够和他有真正的联合。
Then you have this true union with the Lord.
你的生命改变。
Then your life will be changed.
你所有一切行为在光中。
And all your behavior will be in the light.
你所做的像耶稣。
And what you're doing will be like Jesus.
人也称这是你的善行。
And then people will acknowledge that is your good deed.
有一天神也承认这是你的善行。
And then one day God will claim that this is your good deed.
是凭着耶稣基督做的。
Is it because that you depend on Jesus?
因此你在永生中间得到你所当得的奖赏。
And then you will receive the reward in eternity.
但愿主把他的救恩放在我们每一个人的面前。
Pray that God will put this salvation in front of every single one of us.
但愿我们每一个人都支取接受他的救恩。
Then we can all receive.
也让我们生命改变。
And then our life will be changed.
为他做见证。
And to be witness for him.
让人知道耶稣基督救恩何等有能力。
And then people will acknowledge the salvation is powerful.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主今天早晨叫我们知道，人不是靠行为得救。
Lord, we praise you that this morning we understand that we did not get this salvation because of our own deed.
但是当我们接受这个救恩的时候
，But once we receive your salvation,
你却有权利盼望我们生命改变，我们的行为改变。
And you do have the right to expect us to have a changed life.
我们也要像保罗一样说，靠着那个加力量给我们住在我们里面的那一位。
And I all we also want to say that that we are depend on the ones who is in me and give me the power.
我们凡事都能做。
And I can do all things.
And
Lord, with this morning, we pray that you will let your children to experience this eternal
eternity.
And one day when we were resurrected,
and
because of your word,
新善的复活得生,
and those who could do good deed will be resurrected into life.
我们这样祷告,
we pray
靠耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.